and included creative costumes, spooky stories, and the opportunity to be someone else. Anyone else. I spent most of those parties hanging out with my friends and my surrogate family. Silas Adler was my best friend, and his family treated me like one of their own.
We never talked about it, but I knew they were aware that my home life was less than ideal.
It was a far cry from how most of the residents of Stream in the Woods lived. My father was a bully, and he liked to use his fists to make a point. By the time we moved when I was 14, I was big enough that I'd stopped being afraid of him and started fighting back. He stuck to verbal abuse, but I found happiness in visiting the Adlers whenever I could. We also owned a horse farm, Old Bridge Stables, where we trained and leased horses. However, most of our business came from the boarding stables. We housed most of the local horses, and some from the surrounding towns. Ever since I was a kid, I loved working on the farm and held out hope that it would one day be mine. After Mom died, it was the only reason I put up with my father's bullshit and stuck around. Well, not the only reason. Silas had been 12 when his little sister, Margaret Hamilton Adler, was born. She was the sweetest baby, and Silas adored her. Over the years, I watched her grow up into a sassy but sweet little girl, then into a beautiful young woman, though she still had a lot of sass. I didn't notice how mature she'd become until she was 17. She was easy to talk to, funny, a hard worker, and sweet as pie. However, being so much older than her, I figured her brother would never be okay with me pursuing her, so I set her firmly in the off-limits box and tried to move on with my life. But she kept creeping into my thoughts, and one day, I was speaking with Silas when he mentioned how wonderful Maggie's 18th birthday celebration had been. 18. She was old enough for me to ask on a date, but was I too old for her? I decided there was only one way to find out, and I might have received a little push from the offhanded comment that Silas made about Brom Brunt, a spoiled little rich boy who wanted every girl to think he walked on water, sniffing around his sister. Well, that little shit was about to learn that he'd drown if he tried walking on the stream in the woods. It was the motivation I needed to come to my old hometown for the Halloween celebration, intent on getting Silas's permission to ask out Maggie, although I was going to do it either way. Just like every year, the All Hallows Eve party was a sight to behold. You couldn't help smiling and being swept away by the warm and friendly people, fabulous music, and amazing food. Most everyone was in costume, and I grinned at the unique outfits some people had come up with. I'd gone with a jockey, which wasn't very accurate since I was well over 6 feet tall, but that was what made people chuckle when they saw me. After another look around me, I still hadn't spotted Silas or Maggie, so I wandered over to the drink table. Emmett Karloff, who Maggie and Silas affectionately called the Mad Scientist, was passing out bottles of his yearly brew, Frankenpunch. I managed to snag a bottle just in time since they were quickly gone. I understood why when I opened it and took my first sip. It tasted like fresh apple pie, as if he'd somehow managed to pulverize one down into a juice. I gulped it down in a few swallows, then licked my lips for the last few drops, wishing I'd been smart enough to take a second helping. A few minutes later, I spotted Brom walking toward a new store in town. Something special. Pride swelled in my chest at the sight of the cute little boutique. All Maggie had ever wanted was to open her own little shop on Main Street. Her dad helped her with everything in order to open her place on the day after her birthday. From what Silas had said, it was doing extremely well. I followed the little shit, and though I was pissed to see him talking to my girl, I was glad he'd helped me find her. My lips curved up at the edges when I saw the expression on Maggie's beautiful face. It was pinched with annoyance, and her eyes were bounding around frantically, clearly looking for a way to escape. Like a knight in shining armor, I stalked to her side and slipped my arm around her waist. "Hey, baby," I murmured before placing my lips on her temple. Sparks erupted from the touch of our skin. And I smiled fully when a little shiver raced through her body. It made my already hardening cock turn to steel. "There was no more Frankenpunch, but I brought you something else,"